Welcome to the Mindset Coach Academy podcast. I'm Lindsay Wilson, and I am a high-performance mindset coach, a mom, a former professional athlete, and an entrepreneur. I help coaches and high performers optimize their mindset to improve their coaching, their performance, and those of their athletes, and their lives. Here, you'll learn all about mindset, how to live it, how to teach it, and how to sell it.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Mindset Coach Academy podcast. My name is Lindsay Wilson. It's Mental Monday. This is where we talk about one tip, tool, or technique that you could implement in your life this week, or maybe even today, maybe even right now. And this is a question and a concept that I've used many times in my life, and I offer it to many of you often when you're thinking about considering the Mindset Coach Academy, which we just finished our launch. So I was on the phone with many of you. And I also just listened to a podcast and they kind of brought up a concept that's similar. So anyway, let me get into it. So one of the questions that has served me really well in my life is, why not me? So, you know, starting my mindset coaching business, I didn't know what I was doing. I had no advanced degree. I had no degree in the field. I had no business background. I'd never really had a job. And I still thought, why not me? And again, I think this is a really good question to ask yourself in many different instances in your life, because someone has to be the one that, you know, builds the thing or creates the business or steps up in this certain way or does what needs to be done. Someone has to do it. Why not me? Why not you? And I think with that question comes just a level of curiosity. It's almost like asking yourself, well, what if it could be me? Well, what would it take? What if it, like almost like, again, a curiosity, like, well, what if it could be me? Right? Like, that's another way of thinking about it. Anyway, I feel like it gets you into like, can I or can't I question mode, which is really kind of a silly question, right? Because we can never do anything we've never done before on day one of trying it, right? Like, that's impossible. That's the whole definition of doing something you've never done before. And so it gets us out of that, like, can I or can't I, which, you know, is again, it's like the Henry Ford quote. It's like, if I think I can or think I can't, I'm right, right? So that question is kind of irrelevant. The better question is, why not me? Anyway, I was thinking about this with all my conversations with so many of you with a certification, and then I listened to a podcast. It was Jenna Kutcher interviewing Dori Clark. And Dori Clark is, I guess, a communication specialist. But anyway, she was talking about using jealousy in a really healthy way, like using the curiosity of jealousy versus the, like, I'm good or I'm not good, I'm capable or not capable, I can or I can't, versus seeing someone doing what you want to do and getting curious. One way to be curious is, why not me, right? The other way to be curious is to think, what about that person's life or that person's career or that person's thing that you're jealous of, what about, or relationship, what about that thing is actually appealing to you? So again, there's that twofold. One is, am I able to do it? Well, why not? Why not me? Can I be curious about that? What would it actually take? So that's one sense, being curious about that. And then the other sense is, like, why is that even appealing to me? Because then if you're curious about those two things, you get to know more of, like, your why, right? And then more of the, like, why do I want it? And then how do I get it? How do I, if that's really what I want, I'm curious about my jealousy here. If I want what that person has, why is it? So then I have my why, and then I have my why not me, right? And so I just love that concept, again, because it kind of tied back into things that I've done more naturally maybe in the past. And I think that's the best way to learn any of this stuff is, and I hope that's when you guys go through any of my trainings, that it's not that it's all brand new, but that there's concepts that you're like, oh, I've been doing that. Or that relates to something that I was doing naturally. I didn't know I was doing it. I love when people go through our certification and say something along the lines of, it's stuff I knew, but I didn't know that I knew. Because then I'm like, okay, so now we're getting to the truth of a concept or the truth of some tool and the actual real life application of it, not just the research or academic piece of it, but how does it work for you on a Tuesday morning? And so again, this concept of jealousy and being curious about your jealousy allows you to, one, think, why not me? And then think, why am I, or maybe even reverse, why am I even interested in what this person has? What does that say about me and my desires and what is truly important to me? So anyway, I thought I'd share that for Mental Monday because it really got the wheels turning for me. And I think the paradigm shift of, like, we always think of jealousy as so bad, you know, like, oh, I'm on Instagram and I'm seeing these people living the life that I want, or, and we think of it as so, so bad. And it can be, of course, it can be over the top. But I think if you sprinkle it with some of that curiosity, there's actually a lot of benefit from that feeling of jealousy, if you can mine it, right? If you just go there and use it against yourself and think, I'm never going to be able to do this, my life sucks, theirs is perfect, and that's it, then yeah, that's not a good idea. But if you can be curious about it, I think there's a lot you can gain from exploring it. So anyway, that's my Mental Monday. I hope that you love this. I've just been having so much fun, like, thinking about jealousy in a new way. And so I thought I'd share. All right, guys, we'll see you again next week. Bye for now.
Hey guys, if you've ever thought, had just even an inkling of a thought about becoming a mental performance coach, it's likely that you also had some questions about that. Like, where would I get clients? What would I teach them? What would I charge? Can I do this without getting another degree? If you've ever had any of those questions, I have really good news for you because I've answered all of them in a free 60-page book called How to Become a Mental Performance Coach Even Without Your Sports Psychology Degree. I go into all of these questions and so much more in this book. And the best news is it's totally free. Go get your copy of How to Become a Mental Performance Coach at positiveperformancetraining.com/guide.